You're listening to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Right. The return of the Full Tilt Boogie Show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I am Chuck Amuck, and with me, I have the Philly Nilly with the chili on the willy. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philly. My brother, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I got my cup of coffee and I got my suit on. I got my hair gel on. You know, I'm a news anchor. You know, I have to look fucking professional. I have to look professional for the news.
Damn right. He's looking professional tonight. That's right. Is he the only professional around here? I'm wondering. He's
We're supposed to be fucking professionals. I'm acting like a professional. Am I the only professional?
Ha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Full Tilt Boogie season. What are we, season 17? Hell, who the fuck knows? We come and go whenever the hell we please.
Random.
We come and go whenever we want, and you know what? This Friday night, we just felt like coming on again. So here we are. Christian, how you doing, man? You doing great. You got your hair gel on. You got your fucking – what else is going on with you right
now,
man?
Yeah, I got my
hair gel.
What
can you tell us? Cup of coffee and shit.
I got a cheeseburger in front of me. That's where I'm going to eat while doing this shit because we got exciting.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, I'm just like professional, yeah.
And me, I've got a fucking Deep L on my PA because I'm so non-professional. And, of course, that's a, you know, a beer. But yeah, that's fucking me right there. I got a fucking beer for the show. So, and not just one. I got a few. But, hey, man. I changed it up a little bit from the way we used to do the show, right?
Yeah.
And I think we used to start out with, like, news and shit like that. This time around, I booked a bunch of topics. I just booked a bunch of fucking topics. We're going to go through them. We'll talk about them. And, you know, if we have time and we want to go on and we want to do some news, we'll do that. But let's get started. And I'm going to have you start this show off, my brother. Because
yeah.
Are you on the page right now? Do you see what I see? Do you see what's first on our list?
Well, let's see what's first on our list, shall we? Because,
yes.
Again, we haven't done this in a while. I had to get a cheeseburger. Soda.
That's right. But I'll tell you who's first right now. It's none other than fucking Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And in fact... Oh, hell. Came out on TV tonight to say that it was all rumors on his own show. He spoke to the universe. He did not fucking shy down from whatever's going on. But here to tell us what is going on with this, we got the Philly Nilly with the chili on the willy. Christian from Philly. Fill us in, man. What's going on with Vincent Kennedy McMahon, if you will.
Well, Chuckamuck, I'm glad you started this off with a joke because that's not at all what happened tonight. You know, that is not what happened tonight. all these old man did was come out, welcomed the people to SmackDown, and just said the slogans on the show that starts, you know, like then, now, forever, together. And then he walked out of there quickly. If you don't know what's going on, people, Vince McMahon is going on trial, and he's under investigation for an accusation of having an affair with a former WWE employee from 2019, who is a woman,
Radio
by the way,
Neil.
just in case you don't know
that.
Do
you think that Mr. McMahon is You think he's an ass man?
I'm a madman. I think he's a piece of shit. That's what I think he is.
So what exactly are the accusations? Can you fill us in? What did he do? From what I understand, and I haven't looked into the matter because I was relying on you, and I know you have the whole scoop. From what I understand, he signed some kind of deal. He paid somebody off $3 million, or is that what it is, $3 million?
The woman.
And I guess there was a non-disclosure agreement. And now what? It's been leaked? Who leaked it or what? New York Times? Is that what it was?
I have no idea who leaked it. I have no information on that. But the whole story that he had an affair with a female employee in 2019, and not only that, John Laurinaitis was involved in this. Let's say, you know, they double-teamed her, you know, Vince pawned her off to him,
oh my God,
quote-unquote, like it was his toy. And he paid hush money, $3 million, to keep it quiet, and now he's under investigation. And because of that, as of right now, he is no longer temporarily the CEO and the chairman of the board of WWE. He's given his interim title to his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, who you should remember weeks ago put on Twitter and tweeted that she would step down and leave the company for, quote-unquote, spending time with her family. But I think the whole reason why she left was because she knew shit was going to hit the fan, and now she's the temporary CEO. But don't get excited. This doesn't mean shit. She's not going to do anything. Vince is still behind the scenes booking the shows and doing creative. So this is all horse shit. This is all hogwash.
So let's see who was on the roster in 2019. We had Alicia Fox, Alicia Taylor. That's interesting. I'm talking about females here, okay? Alexa Bliss.
Here's the thing, though.
Asuka.
You don't know if it's...
Yeah, but I'm just naming the ones that we have that were on the roster that year. We have Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, let's see, Brie Bella, Candice LeRae, Carmella, Catalina, Kathy Kelly, Charlotte Flair, Charlie Caruso, Chelsea Green, Dakota Kai, Dasha Fuentes, Deanna Purrazzo, Ember Moon, let's see here, Io Shirai, Isla Dawn, Jazzy Gabbert, Jimena Sanchez, JoJo, Ginny, Casey Catanzaro, Kaylee Ray, Caden Carter, Kayla Braxton. Let's see, there's several more. Lacey Evans, Lana, Mandy Rose, Liv Morgan, Maryse. Let's see here. Maya Kim, Mackenzie Mitchell, Nikki James, Nikki Bella, Nina Samuels, Nikki Cross, Nia Jax, Natalia, Naomi, Paige, Rachel Evers, Piper Niven, Peyton Royce, oh my gosh, Renee Young, Ronda Rousey, Santana Garrett, Sasha Banks, Sarah Scriber, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, Tamina, Sonya Deville, Tainara, which is that Ty Conte, Tegan Fox, or Tegan Knox, Toni Storm, Vanessa Bourne, let's see, are there any others? Zelina Vega, Gia Lee, Gia Brookside, and Vero Rodriguez. Those are just the ones on the roster. Now, we don't know. There was obviously producers, women working behind the scenes in 2019. You know what I find so strange about this, Christian?
What?
Wasn't that during the time then about the Me Too movement?
What's the Me Too movement, if you care to recap?
You remember when all the women were saying Me Too and Me Too, and they were accusing everybody?
Yeah.
And it started with Donald Trump. It started with Donald Trump, and here's the irony of it. Okay, there's huge irony here. Check it out. It started with Donald Trump because, you know, the whole Stormy Daniels thing, right? All right? And then she had this lawyer, Michael Avenatti, who was actually used to be employed by Trump, and then he turned on Trump, went with the porn star, okay? And now Michael Avenatti is in prison over some, you know, he did all kinds of bad things, including screwing over Stormy Daniels out of major money. So, yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. When did the Me Too movement start? Well, they're saying it started in 2006. But I know that it got really, really popular, you know, at the end of the Trump era, which had to have been 2019. So, and this was 2019 that we're saying that this happened? Is that the year?
Yes, 2019, yes.
Wow. So they somehow,
I think,
they managed to keep this hush, you know, with the almighty dollar, because $3 million were given to sign, you know, a non-disclosure agreement saying, you know, you can't, you know, talk about this. And now it's out. So I'm wondering how it got out.
But even then, that's even more petty if you think about it. I mean, $3 million is chump change compared to what these people make.
I'm also wondering what happened, like, and who it was with. I mean, that's, you know, shit. I mean, who, you know, could it have been someone on the roster? I don't know.
Maybe.
What are your thoughts, Christian? And I'm not saying, you know, on naming someone or anything like that, but like,
no.
Could it have been someone on the roster, or do you think maybe someone backstage? You know,
it
that's
could
not
been
on the roster.
Somebody
behind
it
the scenes.
It could have been somebody backstage. I don't think the wrestlers would agree. Most of them are married. Most of them have boyfriends at the time. Most of them have relationships. So.
I know you follow the interwebs and the news, and you are the news, by the way, on you have been the news before as Christian from Philly when he used to do Fatal 4 Radio. So you are an expert in this field. You're an expert in this field. What are the other wrestlers saying about this?
They're saying there's confusion and enrage. They're saying that this is despicable. This is an embarrassment to the WWE. It's a mockery. And people are sick of it. This doesn't help the fact that Sasha Banks walks out. This is like coincidentally, this is the same month as she walks out. So a lot of coincidences are happening. A lot of patterns are happening. Ember Moon, known as Athena in AEW, recently went on the internet in an interview saying that they wanted the female wrestlers to dress all slutty like Mandy Rose, and now this is happening. Too many coincidences to be, you know, something. There's too many. There's a pattern here. Open your eyes, people. Something clearly fucking going on behind the scenes. Something clearly fucking going on.
So we got a pattern going on here of all kinds of coincidences, or I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And so what else do you have to say on this topic?
I think I'm embarrassed to be a wrestling fan. I mean, we're doing the news right now, but at the same time, wrestling is news now because it's in social media, so we have no choice. I am embarrassed and appalled as a wrestling fan. I grew up with WWE, and now the fact that it's in the state it's in right now is an embarrassment, and I feel disgusted.
And how does it make you feel as a wrestling fan? Disgusted? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Well, let me pause briefly. All right. I got to pause briefly. 30-second pause, and I'll be right back. All right. So sorry about that. There was something I had to do real quick. So anyway, I'm back. Can you hear me? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Are you still there?
I can hear you.
All right. Good. So, moving on, I guess, to another situation similar to this. Deshaun Watson. Are you familiar with who Deshaun Watson is?
No clue. I have no idea who this person is.
All right. Well, great. I can set the table for you then, since you don't know who Deshaun Watson is. I can set the table for you, and you can comment. This guy is a former quarterback of the Houston Texans, which, of course, Chuck Amuck lives in Houston, which is, you know, me. He's former quarterback of the Houston Texans. Now, finally got traded off to the Browns. This guy, a real fucking piece of work, okay? He signed a huge contract extension with the Texans back in November of 2020. And then, for some reason, his fucking pussy got all fucked up, and he had to, he wanted out. Something happened. He wanted out. He didn't get his way. He wanted out. So he check this out. He budged that he wasn't going to play. And so he didn't play all that season, 2021. He didn't play at all.
So basically,
they paid him.
So basically, he went on strike. You're saying?
Right. He didn't play, and so then he said he's not going to play, and he has to have a trade. But he's got it in his contract that, you know, he's got a no trade clause. So because of that, he gets to pick and choose who he trades to, right? So here come the Cleveland Browns. After sitting a whole year on the sideline and making like $38 million for nothing, here come the Cleveland Browns. And during that time, 24 women have come out with sexual allegations against this guy.
Oh my God!
Here's what happened with this guy. He claims the allegations stem from back in during the pandemic, okay?
Yeah.
Where this guy was, you know, everything shut down, right? However, here in Texas, because we're lucky, we have a Republican governor. We're lucky. He saw right through this bullshit pandemic, okay? And we only shut down the state of Texas for 2 months, all right? From March through May. And then everything was opened back up again and shit. You had to wear a mask if, you know, the location wanted you to wear. No, I think it was mandatory for a while. And then they eased up on that. And now it's maskless pretty much everywhere unless the owner wants you to wear a mask. And
yep,
then, you know.
It was the beginning of it. It was the
so
beginning
anyway,
of the pandemic.
Nevertheless, right, that's how it went down. But so he claims that, you know, it was – here's the deal. He was getting massages from people on Instagram. Okay. Here he is, the franchise quarterback for the Houston Texans. All right. And instead of getting massages, you know, from the team, all right, they have masseuses, they have fucking sports trainers, all that shit, top notch. No, instead he was on Instagram seeking masseuses, you know, questionable masseuse services. No less, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what ended up happening, suddenly he's got 24 women. Actually, there was many, many, many more allegations. But 24 women went up, and, you know, now he's got 24 civil cases. Now, before I keep going with this, 10 of those cases out of the 24 were actually criminal cases. They were filed as criminal charges. However, the grand jury in Texas, in Houston, for 8 of the cases was in Houston, and 2 of them were somewhere else, I think. I think is what it is. They all came back with a no bill. In other words, it's your word against his, so, you know, we're not going to be able to find out who, right? So they came back as a no bill, so he got off on criminal charges. However, you can still sue someone for shit, you know? And now he's getting sued. He says he stands his ground that he didn't do anything. But, bro, I mean, we're up to 24 women now. And each one of them, according to attorneys and files and records, actually, according to records, have had the same story of how he approached it. So now he's with the Browns, okay?
Yeah.
And the NFL hasn't done anything to him yet about this. This has been known now for at least a year, and the NFL has yet to do anything about it, okay? Not suspend him,
you
nothing.
You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because as long as it doesn't involve the NFL itself, they won't do a fucking thing. Unless he breaks their rules, they don't give a fuck what he does outside.
Well, what
of
about
NFL?
Their fucking, you know, their policies of, you know, their conduct policy? This
they
guy's out there seeking massages from chicks on the, you know, that have no training. They're just a pretty picture on Instagram.
NFL doesn't give a fuck about anything no more. Hardly anybody gives a fuck about anything anymore.
But my question, bro, is where's the fucking Me Too movement now? During 2019, when President Trump was in office, oh, you got to believe the woman. Everything's got to, you got to believe every woman. Every woman, what any claim, you got to believe, and you got to fucking cancel the motherfucker. And now, here's Deshaun Watson suited up. You know, he's in practice every day with the Browns. Got paid last year, didn't even play. And this has been going on for over a year now. And where's the Me Too movement?
It's because he's not well known enough. That's why.
No, he's a fucking, are you kidding me? He's not well known enough. What are you talking about? He fucking won a fucking NCAA championship with his college team.
Let me rephrase that. He's well known enough to you and to me right now, but they want to get the bigger fish. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. He's a pretty big fish. He was the franchise of a, you know, of a fucking team. He was the franchise, the face franchise and shit.
Yeah. Well,
it was a shitty team, right? But anyway, yeah, I know you're not defending him. But this guy, I mean, man, I can't believe the fucking Me Too movement isn't all over him. I mean, what kind of shit is that? The hypocrisy on them. Now, while we're on the subject, do you know this Ezra Miller?
Yeah, he's the actor who played the Flash for the Justice League, right?
Now, was this on a movie or on a TV show, or what was this?
It's a movie.
Okay. Well, apparently, there was a protection order that was issued on him because apparently they're saying that he allegedly groomed a teen, but now nobody can seem to find him to serve these papers on him. And so he's just fucking lost out there somewhere.
He became the Flash for real. He zoomed out of existence and he's running from the law.
Stop it.
But in all seriousness, he's a terrible human being. I'm sorry. Like, he's awful. Like, he sabotaged the Flash.
Tell us what you know about him. Tell us what you know about him while I get up and go get him another beer.
All I know about him is that he was in the Justice League. He was boring as the Flash in the Justice League. And they were supposed to make a Flash movie with this guy. And now he single-handedly sabotaged this fucking film for what he did. So he's a piece of shit. He's bad luck. I hope the authorities find him because he's a scumbag.
I mean, I hope so too. But here's another conundrum that we have. And we have Warner Brothers is now under pressure to address this shit because, apparently there's something going on. There's a movie that's going to be released or some shit.
Yeah, The Flash.
So it hasn't been released yet, is what you're saying.
No. It hasn't been released yet. There was only like one teaser trailer for this movie, and it only showed him running. That's it. They have shown no new footage of this film.
And so far they've released no statement on, the future of the Flash film. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. But dude, so who's this victim? Is it an actress or do we know?
Who victim? The woman? I have no idea who this woman is. I have no idea.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted on that. Man, let me tell you, I went back through some of the shows today, and, I didn't hear them or nothing like that. Just the descriptions, you know what I mean? I went back through some of the descriptions of the shows. And some of that shit is still going on today. But we had some good memories and stuff, man. Like, remember that time? And we should put together one of... and go back to specific topics from back then. But we did that one where they were, those guys went to Las Vegas or somewhere in Nevada to go. They were going to do some neuro shit. And they were going to, break into that place, into the Area 51 is what they were going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they got there and they sold a bunch of tickets to a concert and there was no concert and all kinds of madness.
Yeah, they were gonna Naruto run to Area 51.
Yes. That was funny.
That
man.
Didn't happen.
No, none of that happened. Nothing happened. It was just a big fucking scam. Somebody made money is what happened. Somebody. Made money, but let's move on with the show.
We got gun control.
Yeah, gun control. So right now that's a big thing, going on with gun control because of the mass shooting that happened in Uvalde, Texas. Did you hear about that mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas?
It's despicable. It's deplorable. Like, no matter how fucked your life is, there's no fucking reason why you should take it out on fucking kids, man. I don't give a fuck how bad your life is. I don't care, dude. That's fucking, that's horrific. That's horrific.
Yeah,
and it's not only that, this has been going on for years now with these fucking school shootings. Not only school shootings, now they're doing it in hospitals now. It's gone to the point where you can't fucking go out of your house without fearing that something might happen. You can't eat in a restaurant and not be scared that something might happen or go to a hospital or go to a fucking supermarket because you're too afraid to go out there worrying that you might get a bullet through your fucking head now.
Well, that's, one of the reasons why you have to think about things like that and you have to be prepared for them. And one of the ways that you can be prepared for it is by carrying a weapon of your own. And if somebody, if you're in a situation like that, I recently took on a job at a company. And by the way, it didn't work out for me. It didn't work out for me. So I had to go back to my old job. But anyway, at the training at this company, they said they trained on this. All right. They made us, watch videos and shit on all kinds of stuff beforehand. And one of the videos was about this type of shit. Somebody comes in your, office building or your place where you work and shit. And they're starting to shoot people. They're taking, shooting up offices and shit. Going one by one and shit. You have to decide what you're going to do. You can either run, you can hide, or you can take action and, you know, try to confront the motherfucker somehow, maybe with other people or something like that. And that you have to be prepared for this shit. But, you know, it's unfortunate that the Democratic Party wants to change everything, and they will use any kind of disaster or any kind of fucking bad situation in their favor, you know, to get gun control. Now, I'm not too sure where, you know, where I stand on these big high-powered rifles and shit, right? Okay?
Yeah.
And this is a little graphic here, okay? So if you have someone young in the room, maybe you should, you know, get them out of the room for a little bit. But in that scene in Uvalde, Texas, and by the way, I didn't know I was going to talk about this, okay, but it just came up as we're talking, all right? But at that scene in Uvalde, Texas, bro, there were people 10 o'clock at night, and this happened during the day, okay? And there were people at 10 o'clock at night, okay, and granted there was 20 victims or so, 24 victims, 22, whatever it was, okay. But there were people that already, everybody was accounted for, right, except for, you know, the people that were deceased, and the people had been announced, right, but there were some that hadn't been announced yet, whether they were alive or deceased, right, however they were missing. So, you know. But the problem, or not the problem, the reason why it hadn't been announced, bro, is because those guns that stupid idiot had were so high powered that they couldn't recognize the person, the victim, the child.
Because of that,
bro, they have to do DNA and shit. They can't just say for certain that it's, you know, this is your daughter that we have to the family. They can't do it. They have to wait for a few hours until they are certain that that's who it is. And so, I mean, it was so sad to see those people out there with signs, you know, where's my daughter? Have you seen my daughter and stuff? And, I mean, gosh, their daughter was in the morgue the whole time trying to be identified. But so I don't know where I stand on these big high-powered guns and shit. For sure, I'm okay with background checks, okay? All right, and shit like that. I mean, I don't, you know, whatever they have to do on that. Also, like this guy that did that terrible fucking shit over there in Uvalde, this guy, he got those guns on credit. They made it real easy for him to get those guns. And so these guns were thousands of dollars each. They weren't cheap guns, and he used them in a way that, you know, they're definitely not meant to be used unless you're in combat.
Yeah, that should have been a red flag to the people who sold him the gun. Like, this guy's buying expensive guns. You didn't even bother
asking
him why he's buying
them. Yeah, barely turned 18. On his 18th birthday, he did it, bro.
You didn't ask for his ID. You didn't fucking ask. Why?
No, I'm sure they did their little check, right? They have to. So I'm sure they did their little check, but he was clean. He didn't have any felonies or anything, and that's the law. So I say this law has to, you know, they got to move up to 21 to buy that kind of gun.
He used his birthday money to buy this.
I mean, I could see buying a fucking little 22 or a fucking rifle to go shoot a deer or something like that when you're 18, okay? But to be able to fucking buy these fucking high-caliber fucking rifles and shit, I don't see the point in an 18-year-old having that unless he's out there in another, you know, doing combat for us, representing the United States of America in a war. Then I could see it. But just some fucking guy over here, you know, with no training or nothing like that, just buying a gun like that at 18 with birthday money and buying it on credit, I don't know.
He even shot.
What do you think about all that?
He even shot his own aunt, by the way.
Yeah, he shot his grandmother. The guy was out of control, bro.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't care how, again, I'm going to say it again. I don't care how bad your life is. You don't fucking kill kids. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? What the fuck?
And what I say
another
is...
Another thing, right? I think kids should no longer go back to schools anymore because this is obviously this is not fucking stopping. This is still going on. It's still continuing. Just take your kids homeschooling. Just stop, please. Just stop with these public schools preschool.
No, you can't do that, bro. That's a little bit too extreme, bro.
It's just my opinion, though. I know they're not going
to
do it.
And I know they're not going to do it. What they have to do is they have to protect the schools better, okay? Now, at this company that I was working at one time, all right, the only way to get in the door, you get in the front door, right? And then, like, maybe 5 yards from the front door, there's sets of doors there that you got to go through. But the only way you can go through those doors is with a fucking ID that you got to scan. You know what I mean? And you got to go one at a time. And you got to go one at a time. And when you go through there, it fucking scans you for fucking, you know, like if you have a weapon or something like that. Now, it didn't do that at the job. But they could do that easily. Especially at a fucking school. I mean, they got to do something with these schools. They can't allow this to go on. It's been going on since 1999 with that Columbine shit. And it's like every year almost. And then some years it's multiple. And not just at the schools. I mean, okay, yes, it's definitely bad at the schools, okay? But now you're having them at hospitals, at fucking churches.
You know what else is bad? These fucking movies that warn people not about school shootings. Even though you're warning these things that are happening, you're giving people ideas of how to do it and where the people are fucking hiding. You're not helping. These movies aren't helping at all.
Well, it's not just the movies, man. I mean, like, what about the video games? What about the fucking people playing, they grow up playing fucking, you know, GTA, Grand Theft Auto.
I think it's terrible. I was never a fan of GTA. You know, I'm a platformer games. I'm a platformer gamer, so I only play platformer games. With guns, with the GTA and all that, it's disgraceful. You know, it gives people ideas. It gives people like twisted ideas to do this shit.
Yeah, I believe in that. I believe it does. It influences their way of thinking. They fucking have this mentality where they, you know, they have a gun in their hand and they can go do whatever the hell they want and fucking, and they do. And then, you know, you have shit like this happening. Oh, I can just go get a gun. And, you know, nobody cares. I can just go get a gun and do whatever I want. I can just shoot up a place. We're in a free country. We're in a free country where, unfortunately, you know, you can take a gun somewhere and do some stupid shit like this. And that's what's fucked up about it. Because people are abusing this shit. They're abusing the weapons. All right? When I was young, a freshman in high school, now they took this shit away in my sophomore year, but in my freshman year in high school, there were people that drove trucks, all right, people that lived out in the country and shit like that, cowboy type people, you know, students, no less, okay? Especially the ones that were like in ag and they studied agriculture and shit like that. And some of them had rifles hanging on the back of their fucking truck. There were no fucking school shootings. There was none of that shit. Now they tightened that up when I turned into a sophomore. They made it to where you couldn't have weapons on the school at all and shit, you know. And then they had a couple of cops and shit here and there, you know, because you had some bad kids, some gang fights and shit like that. But that's every fucking school every year. But now these fuckers are every day shooting at themselves, shooting at each other and shit. Teenagers and shit. We have that shit here in Houston all the time. Teenagers at fucking shootouts. And it's fucking crazy. Where's the parenting?
The parenting goes out
there's
the
no
fucking
more fucking
window.
There's no more churches. People don't go to church anymore. You look at people, you look at back in the 80s, back in the 70s, you know, people would go to church.
Yeah.
Now, you have very few people that go to church and shit. So it's like there's no values. There's no fucking values. There's no morals. There's no meaning of life. But I digress. Gun control. They're trying to take the guns away, too. Of course, you know, it's very political, the left versus the right. The right doesn't want the guns gone because the right says, you know, it's in the it's the Second Amendment. The left left says the gun. It's the gun. We have to eliminate the guns. We have to take away all the guns. Beto O'Rourke here in Texas. He's going to go around to everybody's house taking their fucking AR-15s.
Here's the thing. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Exactly. And it's a, more of a mental illness thing. This guy in Uvalde, he was a fucking loner and shit, had no friends, dropped out of school. Was at home all day alone and shit, playing video games with people all over the world. Finally, he had a part-time job somewhere, some burger joint or some shit. But we will continue this topic on gun control another time as we move along, because you know what? We're always going to have shit. Hell, there could be another shootout tonight at some club or something.
Yeah, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm certain that this topic will continue to come up. It's come up before, and it'll come up again. So
I want to know what this shrinkflation thing is.
Oh, man, I'm gonna tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about shrinkflation, my friend. And maybe you've experienced it before. Maybe you'll remember. You turned 25 last week. The last time we experienced shrinkflation was during the late Bush years and the early Obama years was shrinkflation.
Yeah.
Is what we experienced shrinkflation.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And we're going to talk about shrinkflation and a bunch of other things. Let's see. We're going to talk also about Johnny Depp, the LADA, gas prices, border crisis, and, of course, the big, huge Trump indictment, the orange Cheeto. But stay tuned. Full Tilt Boogie right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after these words. Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Satan. Hey, this is Chuck Elite inviting you to tune in to Dynamite Fallout, a show where Christian Killjoy and I break down AEW Dynamite's weekly episode right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. That's Dynamite Fallout, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there. So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, that's Friday night, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check it out. Welcome back to the Full Tilt Boogie Show. I am Chuck Amok, and I have with me the Philly Nilly, Christian from Philly, right beside me, baby. And we welcome you to the show. 619-924-0815 if you want to call in. That's the number. So let's move along. Shrinkflation, my friend. Shrinkflation, the first time I noticed it was, I want to say it was like 2009, 2010, like during the Bush administration and the Obama administration. The last part of the Bush administration and the first part of the Obama administration, obviously it was, you know, due to Bush. And, but don't get me wrong, Obama had a hand in it too, okay? He didn't help matters. He wanted to, you know, show that, you know, he was the man, and in doing so, he made it worse, you know, because he knew that history would write it as Bush's fault. And so he accomplished what he set out to do, but don't get me wrong, it was Bush's fault, if that makes sense, because, you know, it is what it is, but these guys are all fucking crooks, and they're all in it together, regardless of where they stand. But I digress. So let's see. So moving on, though, where the fuck was I? I just was very interrupted. I was interrupted. What was I talking about? The shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation,
yeah. So I noticed it back then, bro. One year I bought T-shirts and shit that I normally buy shit like that, you know, once a year. And T-shirts, socks, and undershirts, socks, underwear, shit like that, right? And fucking year, yep. I was like, hey, man, this shit don't feel right. This is the shit I've been buying for years. And this shit don't fucking feel right. This ain't the same fucking shit. This ain't the same material and shit that I'm used to. And instead of 5 T-shirts, you were getting 4. And you might be paying a little bit more. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you're paying the same. But keep in mind, you're getting 4 T-shirts instead of 5. All right? Now, in case you don't know, that's going on today, right now, as we speak. You haven't noticed this shit, Christian?
No, I have not noticed it, my brother.
Well, I'm wanting you to pay attention to shit. Maybe you can take some shit in your pantry, look at it, see how many ounces you're getting. See how many ounces you're getting and, you know, compare it to how many ounces. See how many ounces you're getting compared to how many ounces you were getting. Say, for example, you've got to buy some cat food, okay, or some Oreo cookies. Everything you're getting less now. Everything is smaller. You're getting less. And it's just the way it is. They call it shrinkflation. I'm surprised that you never heard of this.
I see the picture that you just provided. You have I don't know what can this is. Is this like aerosol? What is this?
That's WD-40. You could put that on your doors to make them stop creaking. Shit like that.
All right, so one has 300 milligrams.
Right.
Like, and then the other one has 275.
Yep. But look at what it says. You're getting the same. What does it say? You're getting some free now.
It said plus 25 milligrams extra on the other can.
Right. Yeah. And you're probably paying more even.
Yeah.
Like, here's a perfect example of the cat food. Picture number 24. The cat food was $55 for 24 5.8 ounce cans. Now it's $62 for 24 5.1 ounce cans.
That's ridiculous.
That's 0.7 ounces less per can and $7 more per case. That's shrinkflation, my friend. And
ridiculous.
It's going on because of Joe Biden. This is the Joe Biden administration that we're talking about. Okay? This is all, and they claim that we're not in recession yet, but we are.
Look at
They're
this.
Trying to fucking hide it, bro, that we're not in recession.
Look at this picture you sent me about the Pringles design, right?
Yeah.
One chip is bigger than the other one.
And then the ounces. Check out the ounces. Look at the here's another one, the Oreos. The Oreos don't even fucking go. The stuff inside the Oreos, it doesn't even go to the edge anymore. It's like those store bottle Oreos, the store brand Oreos.
That looks like a piss poor Oreo.
Yeah, that's Oreo. Look at this one though. Here's another one of Oreos, where you're missing Oreos. Here you go. You're missing Oreos because at the end of the package they lay one down. And they don't just lay one down. There's three rows of Oreos, so they lay three of them down. And they're meshed up against the other Oreos in that tube. And so you get shy about, what, at least two Oreos per side, per tube. At least six Oreos, bro. Maybe even nine Oreos that you get fucked out of.
Wow.
Yeah. This is shrinkflation, and it's going on right now. This is the second time that I feel it, okay? The first time I felt it was, you know, the housing bust and shit that George Bush created with his fucking war on Afghanistan and shit that – or no, wait a minute. No, I take that back. And if it would have been the war in Afghanistan, that would have been good, and it would have been easy because all he had to do was go in there and pick up the women and children, all right? Go in there with force, pick up the women and children, take them out, you know, not out like as in killing them, take them, you know, to a safe haven, and go in there and drop bombs on the whole Taliban, fuck up their airports and all that shit, and get rid of them, right? But no, it wasn't on Afghanistan. It was on this was a war on all of a sudden Saddam Hussein. The George Bush, because, you know, he was trying to fucking, you know, redeem his dad. because his dad had that little dust-up with Saddam Hussein back in his presidency. And so George was trying to fucking redeem his dad, went in there, and of course he did kill Saddam Hussein and liberated, you know, the people of Iraq. Okay, so yeah, that was good. But at the same time, it cost us a shitload of fucking money because, you know, we went in there and we fucked that place up. And then, of course, you know, well, we have to rebuild it because, you know, we're the great United States of America. So, you know, that costs us money, all right? So, you know, don't get me wrong. While, yes, I am a fucking Republican and shit, but still, man, shit like that, I got no room for it. It's fucking with our money. We didn't have to go in there and do that shit. That was, you know, yeah. That had nothing to do with the fucking 9/11. Nothing. But I digress. So anyway, the first time I noticed shrinkflation was, you know, back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. And like I said, it was brought about by the whole shenanigans that George Bush created to pay for the fucking war that, you know, he created and started. All he had to do was go in there and find bin Laden before they fucking left. Actually, it should have been fucking Clinton that killed bin Laden before any of that shit happened. But he didn't do it. He had the chance to fucking do it, but he didn't do it. And he didn't do it because there might be, you know, some family casualties that were in there. But it's not like it was any great families. It would have been the family of bin Laden. But still, he didn't do it. And so then years later, you know, actually not very many years later, like 3 years later, bin Laden did his act on, you know, the United States. And the fallout of that was George Bush attacking Iraq for some reason, actually not for some reason, to get back, you know, for his dad. Because, you know, Saddam had, you know, clowned on his dad. And so he had to go in and you know, it took him a good while to find him, but he found him and he killed him. Killed his sons and shit, paraded him around and shit. Internet was real big back then. So he cost us a lot of money with that stupid shit. And then that was the first time I experienced shrinkflation. I'm like, fuck, these fucking underwear don't feel the same. What do you mean? They're the same fucking ones I've been buying for fucking years. Now they're all fucking thin and shit. These t-shirts, they're fucking even worse. The socks, everything's fucked up. Well, now, guess what, buddy? Fast forward,
what?
You know, another 12 years, and here we are, the Biden administration fucking everything up, and everything is more expensive now, and you're getting less. You're getting less, and it's more expensive, and that's just the way it is. Look at the gas. Gas has doubled since Donald Trump left office. Here in Texas, here where I live in Houston, gas was $1.79 when fucking Trump was in office. Now it's fucking $4.49, bro. $4.49 a gallon. What's it like over there in Philadelphia?
It's almost $5. It's fucked up over here.
Yeah. In California, it's even worse. It's up to $6.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck that.
And you know why this is? He's trying to fucking blame this fucking war on Ukraine. And by the way, shame on him, because this fucking war on Ukraine, it's only going on because he wants it to go on. The Democrats want this war to continue and shit. They're funding it. Democratic Party of the United States of America, which is in power, is funding this fucking war on Russia. And they can't beat Russia. Yeah, they can slow them down and shit. They're trying to make it look like, oh, you know, but Russia's not doing so well against Ukraine. But look at the fucking pictures. They destroyed every fucking city there. What do you mean? And they keep pouring fucking money into this. $50 billion they just fucking sent over there. This is none of our fucking business. Why are we fucking piping fucking money into this? It's just making us poorer, and it's making fucking Russia richer. Their fucking ruble has increased during the Biden administration, where the value of the dollar has gone down.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. And it's all because everybody wanted the fucking big Cheeto gone.
Oh, you got what you wanted.
But question yourself. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago?
No. I didn't vote for anybody, so I'm neutral.
I understand that, bro. But I'm just trying to paint a picture for you, a different picture than what you're used to seeing.
I'm seeing it.
I hope you do. We got a lot more to go, bro, on this shit. But this shrinkflation, you saw them pictures. Hey, did you see the one about the fucking Oreos where three of them are laying down?
Yeah.
I mean, get the fuck out of here, bro. You can't make this shit up. The fucking Toblerone. I mean, it just goes on and on. They just go on and on, bro. There's so many different examples of shrinkflation on the internet. Oh, this one is great. The shit in your detergent that makes the clothes smell better. Bro, they got no problem putting this shit side by side. I'm going to send this picture to you, bro. It looks like two dildos standing next to each other. They got no problem putting it side by side, bro. $5.99 each one. Each item is $5.99, okay? The one on the left has fucking 13.2 ounces. It's $5.99 on closeout. Discounted item, they're saying. Discounted. I don't see no discount sticker or nothing. The one on the right, it's fucking 10 ounces. And it's $5.99. And it's the same fucking package. No difference in size or nothing. But the sticker on the outside is different. You know, it tells you how many ounces is in there. And they couldn't even wait, bro. They have them side by fucking side at the grocery store. That's even more despicable. Yeah, I sent you the one with the hair cream or whatever, where they made they made a canister on the inside. Yeah, he's been bamboozled. The canister on the inside, they made it shaped into a cone that still sits inside the same container, except now it's in the shape of a cone, giving you less content.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. This is shrinkflation, bro. I want you to keep an eye out for this. Yeah, I want you to keep an eye out for shrinkflation. And you can feel free to report on items that you discover with shrinkflation.
I will. Don't worry.
Moving on. So now you know all about shrinkflation, huh?
Yeah, now we know about gas prices, so we knocked two segments out.
No. We don't know all about gas prices. I didn't tell you about gas prices.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're high,
yeah.
But I'm going to tell you why they're high. They're trying to blame the war on, you know, the war that we got nothing to do with other than we're paying for it. All right? But here's the real deal, Christian. President Biden, the first thing he did on his very first day as president was shut down a fucking pipeline. Affecting our own energy that we make here in the United States. He doesn't want to create energy here in the United States, even though we're so rich in energy, even though it keeps our prices down. Okay. It keeps our gas prices down when we make it here, instead of having to pay fucking countries that belong to tyrants. Like Venezuela, like fucking Putin and shit like that, like fucking Iran and shit, instead of paying for their fucking gas. All right? We can make it here. All those fucking refineries that we have and shit, guess what? There's regulations against them. And they were put in place by President Joe Biden. Trump had loosened the regulations, okay? However, Joe Biden with his, you know, the Green New Deal that Alexandria Cortez and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and all them are really hard about, all right, they got to have this Green New Deal. And this Green New Deal is the exact reason why we're paying fucking, you know, close to $5 at the pump right now. Because he has promised, and he did this during his fucking campaigning too. He was telling everybody this, and you can go back and listen to the episodes where I talk about this shit. He was telling us what he was going to do. And he fucking did it. He told the little girl, I am going to shut down fossil fuels. I promise you. And that's what he's doing. And in doing so, guess what? Guess who pays for it? The American people. Bro, these Democrats are not the Democrats of, you know, the 90s, the 80s. I'm going to skip the 70s because fucking Jimmy Carter, he was another fucking Joe Biden. In fact, this country hasn't been in such bad shape. You know what? If anything, Jimmy Carter can die a happy man now because Joe Biden is actually worse than fucking Jimmy Carter. All right? Jimmy Carter, there has not been a fucking one-term president since Jimmy Carter. Democrat president, all right? And I'm pretty sure that we're going to have a one-term president in Joe Biden. I doubt that he'll win again. And these gas prices are fucking one of the reasons why. Another reason why is the fucking border, but we're going to move on from this shit right now. We're going to take a little break from this shit. And we're going to talk about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And Amber Heard. Because this is insane. He fucking.
He won.
And by the way, I like your specialty. I was so happy that you wanted to talk about this. Because I kept up with the trial. I did. I've taken a liking to Johnny Depp. I like the band that he's in and shit. Amber Heard, I don't know, man. I mean, she took a shit in his bed, bro.
She's
chopped
a loser.
His fucking finger off, bro. She chopped his fucking finger off. So what can you tell us about this trial, Robert? Fill us in about it. Give us your take on the whole thing.
This was a trial of defamation of character. Amber Heard was trying to sue Johnny Depp of physical abuse, defamation, and just abuse, domestic, and all that. Bottom line, he's countersued for defamation too, proving his innocence, and she fucking lost. It was not even fucking close. Her lawyers were fucking terrible. Their witnesses were fucking terrible. Most of them lied, I think. She lied under oath too, by the way. So it's only a matter of time that she gets arrested for perjury, because I'm pretty sure she lied under oath a bunch of times when she was on the stand. So this trial didn't come even fucking close. The jury sided with Johnny Depp. Although Johnny Depp didn't get $50 million, he got $15 million. Amber Heard only got $2 million. And she's trying to do an appeal. She's trying to appeal the thing. But guess what? That ain't going to fucking happen. Because she needs to pay in order to appeal. And she can't pay Johnny Depp. She obviously can't pay her fucking lawyers. She can't pay a motherfucking thing. She's fucking broke. She's broke as fuck. And she got kicked out of Aquaman 2. She ruined Aquaman 2. She sabotaged the film by doing this shit. And she's revealed to be a piece of shit loser. She used women being abused in order for this trial to even happen. She's the reason why some women don't get believed they're being abused right now.
She's one of the reasons why she didn't do this for women's rights. She did this because she's a psychopath. She didn't do this for you. She didn't do it for women and women's rights. She did it because she was a vindictive psychopath who wanted a poor, innocent man to be punished. She ruined this man's life. And I'm not going to defend Johnny Depp. The guy is a mess. He's an alcoholic. He's a drug user. I'm not going to defend him on that. But she's a fucking psychopath, all right? She does the same shit. And I'm pretty sure she sleeps with a lot of guys. So she's a fucking psychopath.
Well, you know, you look at Johnny Depp and, you know, he ain't no fucking saint. All right? He ain't no fucking saint. And you know, he was fucking guilty in this shit as well. There's no doubt in my mind that they had their share of fights, and he probably did lay hands on her, okay? But he kept it private between them. She dragged the laundry out. And in doing so, she got his ass fired. He no longer has that fucking moneymaker that he had. The fucking Pirates of the Caribbean, which I've not seen a single one. I'm not into that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But some people are. Actually, a lot of people are. And that was his bread and fucking butter, and she took that from him. And so I'm actually upset that he only got $15 million. But the whole thing
better than what she
got. The whole thing was fucking nuts, man. I mean, it was like 2 or 3 weeks of fucking just crazy shit. And
her
you could just
amateur.
Yes, her lawyers fucking did not her no justice, and his lawyer.
Her fucking witnesses sucked. Her witnesses were terrible.
Yes.
Her witnesses even said that they never saw Johnny Depp physically assault her. Why the fuck are you having these people as your witnesses? They're not doing you any good. They're harming your fucking case, you stupid idiot.
Yes. The stupid fucking idiots. And so, I mean, I don't know, you know. He's getting $15 million, but still, he got fired from, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean. I hope they bring him back. Even though I've never seen it and shit, I hope they bring him back because, I mean, shit. At the end of the day, he was exonerated on that shit. So we will keep you posted.
She's fucked. She's fucked. All right? I'm not going to sugarcoat her. She's fucked. All right? She's now exposed herself to being a big piece of shit. She got fired in Aquaman 2, I would think. And she's broke as fuck. She can't pay her lawyer. She can't pay Johnny Depp. She's fucking fucked. I would not be surprised if she declares bankruptcy at this point.
Do you think that if she declares bankruptcy that she'll have to... Do you think that she can declare that bankruptcy, you know, that as part of her bankruptcy where she doesn't have to pay him?
I don't know.
A total fucking move. So things have gotten apparently so bad at the fucking Supreme Court. I'm seeing on the news right now that they've erected barricades because apparently there's going to be a public ruling that they're going to announce, and it's going to be about abortion, no less.
Well, of course. Don't you remember about the fucking riot?
I mean, I do.
Riot?
I remember them.
What?
I mean, just 2 weeks ago, I remember also, you know, this deranged guy trying to kill fucking, he was there to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. Outside of his house.
Do you
remember that?
Yeah, they're not taking any chances, all right? They don't want nothing to happen like the Capitol riot, all right? They don't want nothing like that.
They don't want nothing
to
happen like that? What about killing a fucking justice of the Supreme Court? Why are they letting people fucking riot outside his, not riot, but fucking protest and shit outside his house? Why did they dox him?
I have no idea.
Somebody fucking released his information where the Supreme Court Justice of the United States lives. This Brett Kavanaugh guy, which we talked about.
I don't know.
When they were raking him through the coals over some fake fucking shit.
Some people hacked, I don't know, maybe they hacked his account, their account or whatever, and that's how they found out, you know?
Well, nevertheless, they were out to kill the guy. And so now, apparently, they're putting up security fences around the Supreme Court, you know, obviously because of the ruling that they're coming up with, the Roe versus Wade, I guess. And so we'll keep you posted on that. But things are getting heated again in the country, my friend. And it's all because of control. Because, you see, the Democrats have control. And they don't want to lose control. And so they will fucking burn it down, baby. They will burn it the fuck down to keep that control. And I think that their hypocrisy is on full display when you fucking talk about shit like the Me Too movement. Where are they at right now? They're asleep somewhere. They're fucking asleep. You talk about all kinds of shit. They're asleep. They only wake up when they want to create violence and shit. This whole fucking thing with George Floyd was a fucking, that was just a bunch of created bullshit that they created. Here was a fucking felon, okay? A piece of shit felon, all right? Granted, that guy had no business putting his fucking foot on his neck. But at the same time, the guy was trying to pass off a fucking 20, a phony 20, and he had drugs on him, and he swallowed those drugs to avoid getting caught with the drugs by the cops. He swallowed those drugs, was going to die anyway, but, you know, the stupid idiot cop fucking had his foot on his neck, his knee or whatever the hell, created all kinds of fucking bullshit. And, of course, the Democratic Party can never let a fucking a bad scene go to waste. They had to fucking capitalize on this shit. We got statues of this guy all over the place. This guy wasn't a good guy, man. He fucking had his wife at gunpoint or knife point and shit. He did a bunch of bad things in his life. But nevertheless, he didn't deserve to die the way he did, though. But he was going to die anyway because he had ingested fucking a bunch of fucking drugs to try to hide them from the cops. But I digress. Nevertheless, the elections are coming around. And so we're going to start seeing a bunch of riots and shit like that. And, you know, I mean, I'm here for it. We're here for it, bro. We're going to cover it. We're going to be talking about this kind of shit every fucking week. But not just this shit, because there's all shit like, you know, Vince McMahon, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, Ezra Miller, Deshaun Watson, all kinds of people. You know, there was that Jussie Smollett. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Remember that guy? Where's he at now? Is he still in jail or did he get out already?
I have no idea.
He ended up getting convicted because he was fucking telling a story about how some white nationalists attacked him, when in reality he had paid some motherfuckers to attack him, to quote-unquote attack him, a fake attack. You have Michael Avenatti, who tried to self-handedly take down the orange Cheeto by himself. But in a twist of irony, he's the one that ends up in prison. He's in prison right now. You have fucking Michael Schiff, or Adam Schiff. This guy, we talked about this guy, real fucking shit show. Adam Schiff, a Schiff show, if you will. Guess what's going on with him now? Earlier today it was revealed that he's implicated in letting some fucking people from the some fucking TV show that comes on at night, Stephen Colbert, letting the film crew inside the Capitol. to go in and bang on some fucking doors with politicians and shit. And don't get me wrong, they were fucking, I'm sure they were piece of shit politicians, like Mitch McConnell and them. Nevertheless, they were right. I think it was the House, so it would have been congressional members. They were banging on the doors of congressional members' offices and shit. This was last night, by the way. I had a film crew there from the Colbert Show, Stephen Colbert. And apparently Adam Schiff is implicated in it, is the one that let them in. And these people that were there with their film crews and shit banging on doors for fucking Stephen Colbert, they have been charged with the same charges that the people from the insurrection, quote-unquote, the people, they've been charged with the same charges that the people from the insurrection were charged with. And so we're going to be following up with that.
They're trespassing.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, are they going to be punished the way that the people from the quote-unquote insurrection are being punished or are being punished? No, not at all. Because it reeks of hypocrisy. Yeah, it reeks of hypocrisy. Again, caused by the, you know, Democratic Party. But let's move along.
Was that the woke LADA? What was that?
Oh, man, bro. And this is fucked up. And we've talked about this guy before. George Gascon, the district attorney from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay. This fucking guy, bro, he's a real piece of work. He fucking... Two California cops are dead right now. And there's, you know, critics from the right, obviously, are saying, and they have, I mean, it seems this way, okay? Because they're saying that he, even though he didn't pull the trigger, he provided the fucking bullets for this shit to happen. The controversial prosecutor, who, you know, is very well known for being soft on crime and sentencing, okay? He's in the middle right now of his second recall in a year, but that's not going to bring back the life of fucking El Monte Police Corporal Michael Paredes, 42, and Officer Joseph Santana, 31, who were shot to death at a low-rent motel, a seedy motel, outside of Los Angeles on Tuesday. Their killer, who was taken down, he's dead as well. Justin Flores, 35, he was on probation for illegally carrying a gun and had been banned from having a gun since 2011. So he goes out and kills these two cops.
Yeah.
He had previously pleaded last winter to no contest for possessing a firearm as a felon. Okay? So,
yeah.
He's a career criminal, right? These weapons charges should have sent him back to prison for at least another 3 years, at least. But instead, fucking George Gascon, his soft fucking sentencing, this guy got 2 years probation, bro, and 20 days time served. I mean, this is a fucking outcry, bro. They're not fucking prosecuting these fuckers. This guy killed two fucking cops, bro. He got fucking probation? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's unreal.
This is what's going on in L.A., bro. And this is the Democratic fucking Party. Are you fucking kidding me? Hey, what the fuck kind of shit is this? Listen, it's going on in your home, in your town too, Philadelphia. Fucking
yeah.
D.A. Krasner, Larry fucking Krasner. This motherfucker, he's over here fucking, you've heard of the whole glass houses thing, right? Don't throw stones in fucking glass houses. This guy, he's over here talking shit about the NRA and how the NRA is responsible for this, this, and that, right? The National Rifle Association and shit. And it's their fault for these gun crimes, which you said earlier. Guns don't kill people. People kill people, right? But this guy, he's blaming the fucking guns and the NRA and all that shit while he ignores his own record on illegal gun crime. There's a reason why the fucking people of Philadelphia are trying to get this fuck out of office. You're right when you say you can't go out anymore without the fucking fear of getting shot. And it's because these fucking district attorneys aren't doing shit to the fucking criminals. They're fucking letting them walk even after they killed two cops in L.A. for crying out loud, bro.
It's unreal.
These are fucking Democrats, bro. So in Philadelphia, this fucking guy, he's over here blaming the NRA and shit, and he's not. He fails to mention, you know, his fucking failed prosecutions against related gun crimes. All right. Especially for fucking repeat violent offenders and convicted felons. Yeah, he doesn't talk about any of that shit. He doesn't mention, you know, that people that carry guns illegally and shit, he's fucking letting them go without any consequence and shit. And since he's taken office, fucking crime has fucking skyrocketed in Philadelphia.
Coincidence, I think not.
Especially gun-related homicides and shootings. I mean, you know, it's these fucking soft people that we're putting in offices. They're not tough on crime. They're letting the criminals get out. And the criminals know this. The criminals are rejoicing. They're out there. Why should they give a fuck? Why should they give a fuck if your mother goes to the fucking Galleria or goes to fucking some high-end fucking jewelry store, buys herself a fucking nice watch? They fucking take her out for that nice watch because they were in there spotting. They call their fucking guy outside in the street waiting. Follow this woman. She bought a fucking $12,000 watch. They follow the woman to the house. They fucking jack her for the watch. Her purse and shit. They fucking get caught maybe. Okay? Because of, you know, cameras and shit. They get caught. But the fucking DA fucking doesn't do shit to them. Word gets out. And so you keep this fucking cycle going. It's fucked up, bro. It's fucked up. And that's shit like this, bro. Shit like this is what leads to the fucking country, people of the country, electing motherfuckers like Donald J. Trump as president. Okay? Because let me tell you, history fucking repeats itself, my friend. And it just seems like it has repeated itself. Now, I was a little young. I don't know how old your folks are. Maybe they're a little bit older than me. Maybe they're my age. Maybe they're a little bit younger than me. But I'm sure they know and they remember. Jimmy Carter, his presidency was so fucked up, bro. People were waiting in line for gas, no less. Can you believe that? In this country, the greatest country on the planet, and motherfuckers were having to wait in line for gas in the hot fucking sun and shit. The hot summer months and shit. It was so fucked up during the Jimmy Carter administration that they voted for a goddamn actor. The people of this great country voted for a fucking actor from fucking Los Angeles, Ronald fucking Reagan, as president. Fast forward to fucking 2016. Obama, Hillary. The people were so fucking fed up with it that they fucking elected a fucking total outsider, a fucking Cheeto, Donald J. fucking Trump, a goddamn guy with a failed fucking TV show that had been fired from a TV show, who fucking ran because it was a fucking stunt. I believe it was a fucking stunt so that he could get another show on a different network. But somehow it fucking worked out for him. He got the fucking presidency, and they got really fucked up about it. Because not only was he an outsider, but he was already fucking rich. You see, these guys, they want power so they can get rich and keep getting richer and richer and richer. This motherfucker, he was already rich. He didn't need that shit. He was out to expose it. And he talked about the swamp, the fucking swamp. These are the swamp. Guess what? The swamp doesn't just include fucking Democrats, bro. There's several Republicans in that fucking swamp, too. Mitch fucking McConnell and all them other motherfuckers. Bunch of pieces of shit they are. A great disservice to the country that they do. And so now we're up to 2022. Biden in office. Has been in office 18 fucking months right now. Gas has more than doubled. The fucking shrinkflation is in full fucking, I mean, you can see it everywhere. The fucking crime is up everywhere. Murders, everything up everywhere. And this is what's going on under Biden's watch. Who's going to be fucking elected next for president? The Rock?
Oh, no.
I mean, somebody like that could fucking run technically and get elected.
We
had Ronald Reagan. We had Donald Trump. Bro, could it be Donnie Wahlberg? Could it be John Cena?
Ghost?
Could it be a ghost? You know,
because apparently ghosts can vote too, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, we talked a lot about that in past episodes of The Boogie. Bull voting and shit. But I digress. So, yeah, I think we covered gas prices pretty well. We got the border crisis and fucking the Trump indictment. And we only got 26 minutes left. So the border's still fucked up, bro. Fucking Kamala Harris, our great vice president. What a lovely she is. Just lovely. Heels up Harris. She was named Border Czar a while back. The Border Czar has never once been to the border.
Oh, my.
Never once. Yet she was named the Border Czar. She's supposed to be in charge of the border. Bro, let me tell you what's going on in the border right now. For your information, it's fucking sickening to know this. But this is what's going on. We have people that have gotten away from the Border Patrol, because, you know, these people can come in. Joe Biden says that the borders are closed, is what he says, but they're not. People come in, they turn themselves over to the Border Patrol, okay? They just turn themselves over. The Border Patrol has to spend time with everyone processing them and shit. There's maybe 6 or 7, 8 guys on a team of Border Patrol. They got to process a whole bunch of motherfuckers that they just discovered. Meanwhile, other people are getting away from them. The total number of gotaways right now, people that have gotten away, they estimate at 403,000. 440,000, bro. In May, they project that they had 50,000 gotaways. For the fiscal year of 2022, they're saying that they've got like about 440,000 gotaways. In May alone, this past May, they had 239,000 encounters. They had 239,000 encounters, 50,000 that got away in May alone. I mean, these numbers are fucking bad, bro. And check this out. Then they've also found, let's see here, they've also found 50 people on the terrorist watch list have been caught in 2022. 50 people on the terrorist watch list have been caught, okay? However, the real number is that there's been 440,000 people that have got away, is what they're estimating. Okay?
Yeah.
So out of those 440,000 people that have gotten away, you have to wonder how many of those are on the terrorist watch list. You have to wonder. And this is the border crisis that doesn't exist, okay? According to the White House, there is no border crisis. But yet we see it. And we see it every day here in Texas. It's on the news. It's everywhere. In fact, just recently, a lady that, you know, I used to use Facebook. I don't use it anymore. I'm still registered or whatever, but I just don't go on there because it's a bunch of bullshit. Every fucking thing I post, they fucking block it. They ban it, whatever the fuck. But it's a bunch of bullshit. Well, this lady that I used to follow, she's a politician from South Texas. Myra Flores is her name. She flipped the seat in South Texas from blue to red, from Democrat to Republican, okay? She flipped.
Yeah.
This seat hadn't been fucking Republican in over 100 years. Something crazy, like 130 years or something, since that seat had been Republican. And now it's Republican because the people are fucking tired of this shit. And that's not going to be the only one. There's going to be a bunch more come election time. That was a special election that they had. So there's going to be a bunch more coming up. And, yeah, that's what's going to happen because of, you know, these administration policies that are in place right now. They're fucked up, bro. Everything that he's doing is designed to fucking break this country. It's not helping you. It's not helping me. It's not helping my neighbors. Yet, they're trying to fucking, the media is trying to fucking make it to where you hate your neighbors. You hate everybody. Everybody fucking hates everybody. They're trying to keep it shut. They don't want to expose this. Now, currently, some of the media is actually turning on Biden even. And I'm not talking about, you know, the Fox News and shit. I'm talking about even CNN. Even they're starting to fucking ask questions. I mean, I feel like it's because they know they've already used them. They've gotten what they can out of them. They've done a lot of damage to this country. It's time to move on from him to someone else because there's no way he's going to get elected. There's no way he's going to get reelected. So they're going to try to fucking take him out, put somebody in place. But meanwhile, we have Donald J. Trump, who has not said he's going to run yet, but he's having more rallies. He's going to have another rally tomorrow night somewhere. He rallies every weekend, and every weekend there's fucking people as far as the eye can see, but they don't show this on the news because they don't want you to see it. But currently, he's facing indictment. They want to indict him so that he can't run again. That's how scared they are of him.
Yeah.
They're so scared that he's going to win again that they, you know, are trying to indict him on this. They're trying to blame this January 6th shit on him. Like, he's responsible for it. Like, he fucking told them to go over there and go into the Capitol and shit. Yeah, he did tell them to go over there. Of course he did. But he didn't tell them to fucking break into the Capitol. And that was a small group of people that were there. There were thousands upon thousands of people there. But there wasn't thousands of people that went into the Capitol. There were hundreds, yes, but not thousands. There were thousands upon thousands of people there, as far as the eye could see again. But a handful broke into the Capitol, some of them who I suspect were Antifa. I mean, there's a guy named Richard something who was encouraging people to storm the Capitol. Okay? There's videos of him on YouTube. I can't remember his name. And the reason why is because, you know, they don't talk about him on the news, you know. But he was there. His name is Richard something or other. He was out there, you know, with all the people that were there. He was claiming he was, you know, a Trumper. And he was saying that, you know, we had to, everybody had to rush the Capitol. And shit. They've never found him to arrest him. Yet they found fucking people that they barely caught a little picture of him and shit. But they've gone out and found them. But this guy, who there's video of him on YouTube and shit, they know he's from Arizona. They know he's a registered fucking Democrat. But yet they can't find him? I mean, there's a lot of things that are fucked up about this Capitol thing, and they're trying to pin it on the fucking Cheeto because they don't want him to run again because they're scared.
Yeah.
Being exposed. They're scared of being exposed.
It'll make great television, though.
I mean, you know, Trump did. It was great television. But I don't think that they're going to indict him, bro. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't think they're going to indict him because if they do, it's going to open up opportunities for other people to get indicted. And the election is right around the corner. It's expected that the Democrats will win the Congress and the Senate, more than likely. Well, at least the Congress. And so they're going to be able to open up a bunch of, you know, quote-unquote investigations and shit. So if they indict Trump, they will more than likely be able to indict Hillary. Because Hillary, you know, we talked about this shit in the boogie a year or two ago. Hillary was responsible for this whole fucking Trump-Russia thing. They fabricated this shit. It's been proven. The whole thing was fucking fabricated. And so if they indict Trump, well, surely when the Republicans will take the House in November, they will indict Hillary. And probably indict fucking, you know, Biden, too, for his fucking criminal acts that he's doing. So we're going to keep you posted on that. But what do you think is going to happen on the indictment? What do you have to say about the Trump indictment? Do you believe that he was responsible for January 6th? He called on everybody to go over there and attack the Capitol, as they're saying, as they're alleging?
People have – look, it doesn't matter what happened. It was a fucking terrible day. It was a tragedy. But those are grown adults, all right? They decide what they fucking wanted to do, all right? And Donald Trump is a grown man. He decides what he has to do, all right? People have their own responsibilities. I don't know what to say. Again, I'm neutral. I don't like Donald Trump. I never liked him. I think he was a terrible president, in my opinion. Biden is also a terrible president, so I'm neutral, all right? I don't like Democrats or Republicans, all right? I am a neutral party in this shit. I'm just seeing the fucking sparks fly in the background. I'm just a fucking passenger. I'm just watching the shit show from the comfort of my home on my couch.
Well, what I'm telling you, bro, is that I have seen both sides. And I am finally awake, because these are not your, you know, grandparents' Democrats these days. This batch of Democrats that's in power right now, they're sick and twisted. And, you know, you've also heard me rag on some Republicans as well. They're not all fucking perfect either. I'll call any bullshit out. And that's where I fucking stand. I'm here to call out bullshit. I don't give a shit if it's on the left or the right. I'll still call it out. You know, that like I was talking about George W. Bush, that bullshit war that he fucking created, cost us all kinds of money. That was the first time I felt this fucking shrinkflation shit, and it was because of him. Only this time, it's much worse. Oh, my gosh. This is like, really bad, this whole shit with Biden. Gas, fucking $5. Who would have fucking thought, bro? And not just gas, fucking that backyard barbecue that used to fucking cost $60 is now $100, $120. I mean, it's fucking crazy, bro. But here we are,
yeah.
2022, under Joe fucking Biden, brother. There's got to be more news, and we're going to get to it next week. Because there'll be new shit. There'll always be new shit. And we're going to be here to talk about it for a while.
Yep.
We're going to be here to talk about it for a while, brother. Did you like tonight's show, bro?
I thought it was fantastic. We discussed some news. We've uncovered the bullshit. We exposed people. We exposed them for being the frauds that they are.
Bunch of frauds. Bunch of sons of bitches. But listen, man, I had a great time. I had a great time talking about this shit with you, and I look forward to doing some more. We got to get also some more topics on, you know, I also like talking current events and shit, you know. And it just so happens that right now, like, these current events, they're all, I mean, there's so much shit going on with, you know, this sexual shit. You got victims and Vince McMahon and Deshaun Watson and Ezra Miller and so much more. Just so much more. And everything is so, you know, and Biden was right when he was talking to Jimmy Kimmel a while back, that where he said everything gets so sensationalized. Yeah, he's definitely right about that, but he's wrong for not, you know, taking the blame for anything, because it is all his fault. And you got to ask yourself, were you better off fucking 2 years ago than you are now? And you also go back and listen to the shows. I told everybody what was going to happen. Your gas is going to fucking go up through the fucking roof. And you know what, bro? We're just at the beginning. We're just at the beginning. Last week, or earlier this week, President Joe Biden got a new lady speaking for him. Some black lady. She's apparently a lesbian. Real nice looking lady, right? Dresses real nice. Keeps her composure when she's talking, but man, can you tell that she is just up there delivering a fucking message, and she is not going to stray away from that message. She's not going to accept responsibility, nothing. She has the nerve to fucking say, hey, you know what? The American people are ready for this. We are ready for these high gas prices because the stock market has shot up. The stock market shot up since Trump was in office. The stock market has even shot up even more. So the country is prepared for these high prices. The country is prepared for inflation. Well, guess what? In just the past couple of days, the stock market has gone down since below when Trump left office. So guess what? We're not prepared for this. We're not prepared to fucking pay fucking what used to be $38 to fill up a fucking mid-sized sedan is now fucking almost $80. I mean, fuck. We're not ready for this shit. And it's all because of their fucking Green New Deal policies that they want. Yeah, oh yeah, Green New Deal. And we're going to talk about more of this shit. And we're going to talk about more actors and more, you know, not just actors, but all kinds of shit. And we might even bring up some bears and other animals. Because right now I'm also fond of lions.
Yeah, fucking Yogi Bear is at it again.
Yeah. Christian, my friend, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I fucking love you, bud, for fucking sticking with me all these years. All these fucking years. And here we are in another season premiere of the Full Tilt Boogie. And thank you very much. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Christian, my friend, my brother from another mother. Close yourself out, my friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Christian from Philly for the Full Tell Boogie. Thank you for listening in. See you all next time. Good night, everybody.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Christian from Philly. Philly. So, yeah, each and every week we try to bring you a little bit of what's on our minds and shit. We left out the Mad as Hell segment. We left out a couple of other segments this week, but we will get to them. I am sure we will at some point or another. But next time you listen to us, the show will have a different feel. We went on something different tonight. We enjoyed having you listen to us. And if you didn't listen to us, catch us on the replay. And catch our other shows as well. I am Chuck Amuck for the World Generation Podcast Network, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. Peace out, motherfuckers. Till next time, we'll see you later.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.